Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 6th of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, South at Cirrha, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Biscay, Trafalgar, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Faroes 1,006, expected Cromarty 993 by midnight tonight. Low South at Cirrha 1,007, losing its identity by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North at Cirrha, South at Cirrha. Cyclonic, becoming southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, increasing gale 8 later in South Viking and South at Cirrha. Snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty. Cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time later. Snow showers, then rain, good, occasionally very poor. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Wintry showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, North Biscay. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first and 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. South Biscay, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Fitzroy, Seoul, northwest, becoming cyclonic for a time 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west 3 to 5, backing southwest, then veering northwest later 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Irish Sea. Showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, cyclonic becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, cyclonic becoming north 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time. Wintry showers or thundery rain, good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Wintry showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, but 4 at first in Fair Isle. Occasionally severe gale 9 for a time in South Fair Isle. Decreasing 3 to 5 later in Faroes and Southeast Iceland. Snow showers or thundery rain, good, occasionally very poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west southwest, 3, recent precipitation, 16 miles, 1,011 falling. Stornoway, west by north, 3, slight drizzle and rain, 16 miles, 1,008 falling more slowly. Lerwick, west northwest, 2, more than 38 miles, 1,009 falling more slowly. Lucas, west, 2, 35 miles, 1,012, falling. Bridlington, west by north, 3, 1,014, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west, 5, 5 miles, 1,017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north-northwest, 2, 11 miles, 1,018. Jersey, north-northwest, 2, 30 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west, 3, 11 miles, 1,020. Scilly Automatic, north by west, 3, 16 miles, 1,022, steady. Valentia, southwest by south, 1, 24 miles, 1,020, falling. Ronald's Way, west, 3, 19 miles, 1,015, falling more slowly. Malin Head, southwest by west, 4, slight showers, 6 miles, 1,013, falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday, the 6th of January. The general situation, a deepening area of low pressure will run across Scotland later today and into the North Sea overnight. This will bring gales to most waters for a time and severe gales in the north. Rain and sleet or wintry showers are expected across all areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or 4, becoming southeast 4 to 6, then cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time. Rain or sleet, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or 4, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6, then cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later near Rattray. Rain or sleet, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, veering northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or sleet, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 for a time. Wintry showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, becoming cyclonic later. Wintry showers, then rain or sleet later. Good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly, backing westerly 3 to 5, then southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, becoming cyclonic later. Fair, then rain or sleet for a time. Good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Fair, rain or sleet later. Good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 5 to 7, then veering northwest later. Wintry showers, rain or sleet for a time, good, occasionally poor. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time, veering northwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, occasional rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 5 to 7, then veering northwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 near Anglesey later. Rain or wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 3 to 5, backing southwest 5 to 7, veering northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, west 4 or 5, backing southwest 5 to 7, veering northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southwest 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, veering northwest 6 to gale 8. Wintry showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 for a time later in North Channel. Wintry showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwest 5 to 7, veering northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time. Rain or wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time. Rain or sleet, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, increasing 6 to gale 8 later in south. Snow showers, squally at first, then sleet or snow, good, occasionally poor. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Bishop Mary Stallard.
Good morning. Today the 12 days of Christmas come to an end. Trees are undecorated, homes tidied, and we try to remember where the lights were stored last year. Yet before everything's packed away, the church pauses for Epiphany, a feast about gifts without bows or labels. Gold, frankincense and myrrh are striking. But perhaps the deeper gift for Mary and Joseph was unseen. Reassurance arriving just in time, that they weren't failing in the extraordinary task given to them. I was thinking about that recently, on the eve of a difficult meeting. I felt anxious, and did what clergy often do in such moments, prayed a bit, worried a lot, and checked my email far too often. But reassurance arrived by post. A parcel landed on the mat containing a surprise gift from someone from my past. They'd written a note saying that I'd once been kind and helpful to them. I don't remember much about this. I recall the person clearly, but not the kindness. This is slightly embarrassing, but also offers hope. That unexpected gift steadied me. It reminded me that small, half-forgotten acts can matter more than we know, and that God has a habit of returning encouragement precisely when we need this. Perhaps the gift brought by the Magi did something similar for Mary and Joseph, telling them, you're seen, you're trusted, and this strange road you're walking is held within God's purpose. Faithful God, thank you for the gifts that meet us in